Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here. It's bittersweet because it's the last reunion, but we have lots to discuss, so you got to stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The new Taylor Swift song. Some love it, some hate it.
I'm
a lover of it. I think you guys love it as well, right? I want to know, do you guys love it? Let us know. You can tweet us. I'm Ashley Daniels. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. To my right, I have...
Hi, guys. I'm Lindsay Wagner. You can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner.
Hey, guys. It is our last show, but please keep in touch with me on my YouTube channel. It's called Your Time with Thomas. If you guys like talking about dating, relationships, and family, this is a great show for you guys to watch.
And it's another year's gone by. I can't believe the season's done. I mean, Lindsay and I were just talking about this. I mean, Lindsay and I have been hosting the after show for New York for about 5 years now. I believe 4 or 5 years.
Four. I think it's 4 years.
And I just can't believe how fast this... I feel like usually it goes by pretty slow. This was like, it's done.
It was turbo.
Crazy.
The season went by so quickly, way faster than the rest of them. And when I first came in and Thomas and I were talking about it, I said I really enjoyed this season because I felt like there was drama, but there also wasn't drama. And we all know that I'm the fan of the one that, like, oh, and there's no drama, and everyone's just smooth sailing. I'm like, yay! Everyone's happy, and this isn't real life. Not for the housewives, anyway.
Right, so you'd rather just see them all just getting along and, like, having dinner.
I like a healthy mix of both. Yeah. I just, when it's too much drama, it's like, remember during... Jersey Shore when Ronnie and Sam were fighting.
Yeah.
And you could not watch, but it literally made me uncomfortable to see them getting to that place where it got so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting to that place where it was so ugly for Ramona and Bethany, but I was like, oh God, we're going to the dark side.
Yeah, yeah. We almost crossed the dark side for sure. Yeah.
I can see on this trip it was like the best housewife vacation though.
No.
I think we've been No, it was nice because it was like a crazy, it was like a crazy balance. And I think it kind of matched Crazy Island with Kelly Ben Simone as far as New York goes. This is probably like the best that it's reached.
The closest to it. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there were times I was screaming like, what? And I hadn't done that since Crazy Island. So definitely still got that wow factor to it.
Absolutely.
I don't think anything can ever be as good as Crazy Island. I think it's
this is the closest.
This is the closest.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
But we have lots to discuss. But before we do that, we have some very exciting news. So I want to make sure I share that with you guys in the beginning. So we start off on a bright note. So as always, we thank you for your support. And actually, just we have some exciting news that we want to discuss with you. And whether you're a new listener or a long-time AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. And starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows and bringing you a whole slate of new content, format, and guests. So our after shows aren't going anywhere. They're simply evolving. Most of the shows you love only air for part of the year, but during the rest of the year, these shows have new, constantly breaking news, and we want to talk about it. So as the ESPN of TV talk, we know it's our job to cover it. So we'll be having in-depth coverage for comedies, drama, animated, anything you can imagine, basically. And given our no-limits approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it can be hard to find the shows you love. So we listened to what you had to say, and we're restructuring the website. So the shows will have different sections now. It'll be divided into 9 sections by genre, and it will be drama, comedies, reality competition, etc. You get the idea. So there's a lot to be excited about, but it won't happen overnight. So as we develop, we'll be experimenting to cater to your TV desires, which means that your participation and feedback will be essential to deliver these custom shows. To keep up to date with everything, be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter launching in September and check out our show AfterBuzz Weekly with Megan Stecker. And that's our exciting news.
So much exciting news
with
here.
With Megan Stecker, our co-host.
I know,
yes.
Right?
She couldn't be here I'm really bummed out that she can't be here. I can't even get the words out. Megan, we miss you.
We miss you, Megan. And
you're not here for
it's sad that you're not here for the last... But... We're reuniting for next year, so that's good. It's good.
Yes.
But for now, you know, and we'll see you. But anyway, you can see Megan on the AfterBuzz Weekly. So anyway, going into this episode, the reunion part 3, it's either amazingly insane or it's kind of calm and they're just talking about things that happened. I felt like this was one of those calm ones where we got more laughter, if anything. There was I didn't see any tears tonight. Very interesting for a reunion part 3 of any franchise.
Yeah,
guys, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, no tears. But there was a lot between Ramona and Bethany, I think, that was really... It was good for them. I felt like they got to a better place after watching themselves. I would be cringing. I couldn't imagine watching myself and watching myself amongst everybody else that was with me. I mean, do you guys ever watch them watch themselves and you're just like, how are they doing this right now?
I think Ramona handled it pretty well. You know, she said that she was embarrassed and, you know, she was drunk. And I think for her, she probably had it the worst this season because she said some pretty negative and nasty things that people won't forget. They'll forgive, but they won't forget. So I think she handled it well.
Yeah. You think Ramona handled it well?
I mean, for Ramona, I think she realized her mistakes, especially as she was watching the season back. And I feel like there is a little clarity between her and Bethany. And I feel like there's a little closure there as well. I don't think their relationship's ever going to be the same again because, like Andy brought up, you're the only mom that's come up and said this to me. No one else brought anything else up about Brynn finding out about her past, which it has been out there for a long time. So I think that that is just a little, you remember these things, you're going to forgive, but you just don't forget.
I agree. I think what is going to be different this time around is that Ramona really attacks Skinny Girl, and I think Bethany takes that very seriously. She's almost entered, like, the Jill Zarin, like, realm of people. And Bethany, I know, like, I mean, I know for a fact. I can sense that she doesn't like people attacking her brand, her business, and because Ramona went that low, and she really, I think it was worse in the Berkshires than it really was about Brynn. I don't know why, but the fact that she mm-hmm. did that, she's kind of entered that Jill Zarin, like, you're jealous of my success, so therefore I look at you this way now, but we'll, like, be okay. Versus if she never said anything about the business, it probably could have been okay. Because, you know, she has a daughter herself, Ramona, so I just think the business is definitely going to kill their mm-hmm. relationship.
It's interesting because she keeps on saying that she's this businesswoman herself, self-made, self-made at 30, and that they're similar. She believes she and Bethany are similar. So it's hard to see that and then try to understand Ramona's side, which is that she's claiming she is happy for her because you see her actions and her words are just the complete opposite of that. But yet she does come from the same type of life in a sense. I mean, she's self-made. Bethany's self-made. I don't understand why there's not a respect factor there, like something a little more being proud for Bethany or just a little more of a more respect for knowing that she's gone through a similar path and she knows how hard it is.
I think she was like that, and I think it showed that she was always pro Bethany, but because she pretty much vomited inner thoughts, it now makes it look different. Because I always thought that Ramona was really happy for her success, but I think that one moment is really gonna be the deciding factor for future seasons when they film together. We won't forget that.
I feel like she was happy for her when she first became successful.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I think that now at this level, she's such a mega house. I mean, she's so successful that I feel like you can't look at her anymore as the previous underdog. I feel like when Ramona and everybody was really, they were her cheerleader when she was still the underdog in a sense. She, mm-hmm. Her relationships weren't lasting and just things were going wrong for her and she was trying so hard, so you wanted to cheer her on. But now she's at the top of the mountain. And it's like, I don't know. I don't ever feel like any of them are like super, super cheerleader for Bethany. I feel like they're more like they're on the cusp of it. Sometimes they want to be her cheerleader, but sometimes it's probably hard because they see that they started on the same playing field and they didn't make this enormous mm-hmm. career out of what they're doing.
It is a little bit of jealousy, and these things can happen just in life with us, especially being out here in Los Angeles. You see somebody do something or do a commercial and you get that little twinge of jealousy. You're like, that should have been mine or whatever it is, you know. But we don't say these things out loud.
Exactly.
We're also not fueled by alcohol or something else in these situations where they're just given copious amounts of it to try to get them to talk or put themselves in situations with people that aren't necessarily their closest of friends. They're just filming together.
Right. Interesting. We watched Ramona watch herself when she was when she left during the first, she was the first person who ever walked out of a reunion during the Simon and Alex days. And she says that now she's not as, what was the word? Uptight mm-hmm. as she was then. Do you believe that she's not uptight anymore?
I believe she's let some of it go.
She's let some of it go, but the uptightness was definitely the sex factor, but now it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
She might be uptight with other things.
Right, because I mean, how she reacted to Bethany's video was very uptight.
Yeah.
And very judgmental. And very first season Ramona. So I see tendencies mm-hmm. of that uptightness. But overall, yeah, I think she's evolved a bit in that case. Similar to Luann.
You also see yourself on TV and you do stupid things or you say stupid things. So it's not as... What's the word I'm looking for? It's not as harsh as, like, the first time where it happens. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
I am the Countess. I do declare.
Right.
You know? And then you kind of, like, let it go and you get a little bit more comfortable about it. And now these women have been around each other for 9 years, some longer than that. You do become comfortable talking about sex and stuff. You almost forget the cameras are there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like I can see how that happens where you just kind of forget that. And I felt bad for Tinsley. Considering, I think it was, she said that what she said about her ex-husband was out of love. It was a cute story. I can understand how that at the time, like, she thought it was going to come out like that, and then it came out, and then he reached out to her, and I could understand his perspective as well, but who cares? It was in the past.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Get over it. Topper.
Topper. Do you believe that Ramona says she comes from a place... Do you believe that Ramona comes from a place of kindness, as she says she does? And do you think that Bethany was going after Ramona this season, as Ramona has claimed several times?
Bethany clearly was not going after Ramona, but Bethany did make a few jabs, too. And I think sometimes a lot of people that watch her after show felt like this whole season we've been very pro-Bethany, but I'm just going to call out the fact that she was making some negative comments about Ramona's business and things like that as well. So it wasn't really one-sided. I mean, it wasn't just one-sided, but I don't think that Ramona came for... I don't think Bethany came for Ramona.
I agree with you. I think Bethany did say things when provoked. Yes. She came back and said stuff. I feel like Ramona just came up with this stuff out of the blue. It was like, toot, 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 toot. It was just constantly, like, getting jabbed, you know? Like, Bethany sat back like Mayweather. Ramona went for, like, McGregor, and guess what? McGregor flipping lost.
Yeah.
He gassed out, and that's what happened. Like, eventually, she just had no more to give and nothing else to say, and Bethany was like, and now, this is when I'm going to hit you with the words.
Right. And that's just kind of like tonight when she said, Ramona, what have I ever done to you? And Ramona could not find one thing. And that's like, okay, so for everybody who is, you know, they're saying that we're pro-Bethany or whatever, that's fine because this I think season, out of everybody we are this season, you go to our other after shows, we're very fair. But I have to say, this was the time that if Ramona did have anything that she believed Bethany did to her throughout this entire season, she could have said it. She could have picked one or two things. Bethany had a list of like 40 things and Ramona just said nothing. I mean, that's your moment. If you believe someone's been attacking you or you believe someone's been hurting you, this is your time to explain it.
I do this when we talk about this show, and this is Thomas's first time joining us, but when we talk about it, it's based on whatever's happening that season. I wasn't always a Bethany fan. I didn't always strongly dislike Ramona. Sometimes I liked her. But this season, really, like in the last maybe two seasons, Ramona has just gotten on my nerves. And it's probably since her divorce from Mario. And I don't know what changed, but something about her changed. And, you know, it's just based on whatever happens in the show. I'm just giving my honest opinion about it.
Absolutely.
I was reading on YouTube on comments from Preview for Tonight. And they were saying that people are just so nice to Bethany because if they're not nice to her, then she dictates the show. And if they're not nice to her, then she eliminates them. But maybe that's why Ramona didn't go full force, because she knows that Bethany is really the trailblazer for the show, that she doesn't want to say anything worse that's going to make possibilities of Ramona being casted off.
At this season, though, really? I feel like at this level...
Did she offer enough this season besides fighting with Bethany? I mean, was there a storyline that Ramona had?
I don't think she had the best storyline, but I do believe she's protected. I just feel like the OGs... Mm-hmm. Too many people would definitely boycott that show. Like, it would be like... I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
I would not watch it without Ramona. She's day one. Like, those are, like, the people that started the show. Like, for anybody who's watched it since day one, like, how can you watch it without Ramona?
I also think, too, that Ramona does genuinely like Bethany, and I think there was a lot of miscommunication with the way she was interpreting how she felt, and that I think she really does genuinely like Bethany as a friend, too.
I think there was a lot of parts of her life this season that she wasn't controlling because she wasn't able to control it.
Exactly.
And Andy asked her right out, did you take pills and drink? And she said, you know, she said she didn't. She said she doesn't take any pills. But I think it was Sonia that had said that she took...
Sonia said she took a Xanax. And when Sonia said you took a Xanax and Sonia went...
I was told by someone who takes Xanax, I've never taken Xanax, honestly, but I have a friend that takes Xanax prescribed, and she was talking about it the other day to me, actually, how it's, you lose your memory if you drink and you take Xanax. You actually could lose your memory. Wow. And this has happened to someone that she knows, and it's really, really serious. So if that is the case, which she's, Ramona's saying it's not, but if that is the case, that would explain why she is rewatching herself, and she's kind of like, I have no answers. I don't really know. I'm really sorry. Like, it's like she doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
And in the moment, it's almost like she's kind of possessed. Like, it's not even her. Mm-hmm. She keeps repeating herself, and it's not really like her, because she's a very educated, smart woman who's actually has a big heart. So it's surprising that she said so many of the mean things she said this season, and so many jabs.
I think she, no matter what she says, if she was happy, I do think that this was the most unhappy she's been throughout filming this process, because like what Carol said, it was her second year of, you know, going through her divorce, and it's the second year that settles in that you're going to have to really figure out who your next partner is going to be. And like all breakups, you have that first year that's great and the second year. So we're really, who knows how she's going to be in the next season, but she did say she's dating somebody. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
I was thinking to myself tonight, I wonder if Ramona would even want to come back, because she's at a place where she's financially very, very, very okay in the financial department. And in terms of fame, I mean, she's had her fame and she's enjoying it and she knows what it feels like now. And her, you know, her daughter's grown up. But I'm like, wait, if she did want to quit, like, I feel like they would offer her enough money that it's just an incentive that she could not say no to it. Like, I don't know. Do you guys ever feel like she would want to leave after the season? I just kept watching her thinking she may want to leave.
No.
No?
She loves it.
Yeah.
I think she loves it, and I think she also knows that Jill Zarin wants to be on the show as well.
Okay, so that will drive you, yeah.
That will drive you to be like, well, we all started this together. Unfortunately, you're not asked to come back. So I think she genuinely has fun. I just think the place that she was in this season wasn't the best. Mm-hmm. So next season, it's going to be interesting when they do come back. And after watching the reunion and seeing Tinsley's dynamic with the ladies, I kind of can see her coming back, especially if she does get engaged or something like that. The start, I wasn't so sure. Now I'm like, 50-50. They might bring you back. Yeah. Versus, no, they won't bring you back.
Right. No, I agree. It's sometimes you just know immediately and you're right at the end. And then sometimes you're, I mean, like with, I think it was Kristen Takeman. We didn't really understand at the beginning why she was on the show. Mm-hmm. But then she grew on us. I mean,
she came in here twice.
Yeah, twice, yeah.
And she was just, I don't know, there was something instantly that was likable about her and that she had star quality.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I liked her so much. Because at first I was like, oh, she's complaining about her husband. Yeah. Oh, she's like annoying.
Yeah.
But I really ended up liking her and having her be a likable character.
Yeah. And then you think of somebody like Peggy from OC. I'm like, I don't know.
I know. We have to wait till the end for that.
I like her a lot, but I don't know. I don't know yet.
Not enough drama.
For the show. Something's going to have to happen.
I like her.
Tinsley is that there was already conflict with another housewife. So when you get that storyline with another housewife, and on top of that, she's moving into a place in New York, they're going to want to document that. I don't think that they're going to let her go that easy.
Now, Luann said that regarding Tinsley and Sonia, she said that if she lived with Sonia, that never would have happened. Do you agree? I don't think it would have happened. I think Sonia knew.
Yeah. 100%, I think it's also the age level. I think because Tinsley was younger, Sonia kind of looked at her. I still think to this day that there was like a competition level kind of jealousy factor there. Okay. And
two blondes going out.
It was two blondes, and it was like watching somebody younger, mm-hmm. prettier, has more possibilities, mm-hmm. and living with somebody like that. Although I think at the end, I'm glad that they squashed everything and they're in a better place. But I do think that a lot of the nastiness came from jealousy.
Mm-hmm. I also think that the birthday card thing was interesting, because I would never stay with somebody and then not give them a birthday card.
Yeah.
I think that's awful. Even if I were to think in my head I'm going to get them something at the end, I still would have gotten them a birthday card. And Luann called her out on that. Did you guys think that was a little weird? I mean, thinking back, it's
little things along the way, like she said. She's like, what was I supposed to get you, little gifts along the way? But I think about if I went to someone's house and I was staying with them for months. Granted, she's right. She's not her intern. But I would do little things like, mm-hmm. I would bring dinner home, or I would make breakfast, or I might buy you a candle or a bouquet of flowers, or just little things along the way saying, I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah. Especially also, since it was rent-free.
Right.
The problem was Sonia was super duper like right away. Aggressive. Where when that happens then you're kind of like...
Right.
But then she should have moved out.
Yeah.
It should have just happened like
you don't know what
sooner.
To do at yeah. that point.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the birthday card thing, I agree. That was super rude and not right.
And do you agree that Tinsley...
And she's got the money to do...
I know.
Oh, that's well, that's the, why that's the thing. I like. It. I think about it, I'm like, well, it'd be kind of hard for me, but yeah. like...
You she's may, got and, all and you'd still make it and work. I'd that's still the make thing. It work. That's the thing. Because with we, yeah, yeah. totally. Even just cleaning the house, doing something like yeah. that. Like I used to do that when I'd stay at my friend's house. Do you agree? Do you believe Tinsley when she says she doesn't know how to contact Page Six to find out who leaked the story?
No.
I mean, really? You were in the press for like a very long time. You don't know. You have no press contacts. You don't know how to call. You don't know how to make a phone call.
And I think she played it for the camera. She knows crazy. How to contact them. I think anybody knows how to contact a reporter.
Well, then do you think that it was her that turned the story in?
I mean, it is very Ooh. Weird when
dun,
you think
dun, dun.
The plot twist here.
I know I would want to expose the person. If I was really that upset, I would want to expose that person, and I would have contacted Page Six and asked, why the heck? I don't know how to contact Page Six. Go to the contact page and find out how to contact Page Six.
And like
six.
You said, she's been in it before, so it's not like she doesn't have...
Yeah. Please. Okay.
Somebody there.
Also something interesting. Tinsley, I don't know how she worded it, but she basically said, if it weren't for Sonia, I wouldn't have been able to move to New York, or she made it possible for me to come back to New York, something along those lines. How is that true when you can afford basically any place you want to live? Like, I don't
she
get it.
I think maybe she was, like, alluding to, like, support. Like okay. a friend's
okay.
support.
That I can understand more. I yeah. thought she was saying you gave me a play. It came off more like financially you helped me.
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Clarifying. Watching all the girls crack up laughing, really funny, actually.
And when they're in Mexico.
I mean, really.
The package for the Mexico trip.
That was great.
Was amazing. Seeing them all, like, wipe the tears from their eyes because they were laughing so hard. You know, that was just...
It was such a roller coaster too, because it started off with them fighting about the rooms, which was great TV. Mm-hmm, like yeah. I will literally watch that over again just to see Ramona and Sonia go crazy over the rooms. But then you go through this, like, it's literally like a roller coaster at Six Flags. Like, just when you think like you're like flat, then Dorinda's like fighting with Bethany outside. Right. They're going crazy.
Oh,
it just
my
was like
God.
A roller coaster that was great for this season.
And it's crazy because like Ramona says, I don't know what I was thinking the whole goddamn season. Once again, like, what? Like, how do you not know what happened the whole season? I don't really understand. But it's almost like she's, you know, she was the apologizer last season. This season, she just, like, has memory loss.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not know what happened the entire... How do you not know, like...
She pulled the Lisa Rinna from Beverly Hills, and yeah. she just didn't know anything.
Hey, when in doubt. But Bethany, actually, she was saying she does agree that she's controlling, and that... The whole thing with her and Dorinda was just she didn't want to get psychoanalyzed on the vacation, but she's well aware that she's controlling. I don't know. Do you feel like there was any part of that that's not true? Because I felt like in that moment watching Bethany and Dorinda that Bethany was – she didn't want to hear that because – not because she did – partly because she didn't want to get psychoanalyzed, but also partly because I don't think she wanted to face those things at that moment, the controlling – like being controlling or trying to be the perfect mother. Those are like really – those are difficult things for someone like Bethany to focus on. We know from like watching her in therapy in past shows.
I think it's very towing the line of when you are drinking and you do tell the truth. I do think that you do, and you let out your inner feelings that you really want to share. So I do feel like Dorinda really does think those things.
Yeah.
She just didn't mean to say them. And she knew that she went for a low blow. And because she has worked on her relationship with Bethany, this was really disappointing for her.
It was, yeah.
And I can understand that. But I do think that's probably how she feels deep down.
Truth serum.
Yeah.
Alcohol. I do. I agree with you completely. I think it just came out. And I think now that it's out, that's why Dorinda's so apologetic. Because mm-hmm. she just wants to make sure that Bethany doesn't chop her head off.
Right. Right. Good point. Bethany says that... She said that during the trip, the thing that really hurt her was that she kept hearing people, and she wouldn't name who it was, but she did then say Luann had something to do with it. But that, another skinny girl thing. She also had said that she felt like guilty that she, when she was crying on the in the vacation, she said she felt guilty that she has all the success. She doesn't know how to handle that. So it's sad to see that. That is a sensitive part for her because she worked so hard all these years to gain the success, and now she's saying it really hurt her to hear these people kind of another skinny girl thing.
I don't mind the skinny girl. I wanted more, actually. I think that's what makes Bethany cool on the show, because we did get to watch, you know, her in a grocery market selling cookies to now where she's at and flying everybody in Mexico. I think it's cool. That's just, I mean, if you guys don't like Bethany, then don't watch the show, because she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it centers around her.
It's part of, like,
Bethany and Friends is the new name of the show.
Exactly.
So we have the roses and the thorns. Lindsay, our little note taker, has all of them.
Took notes on it. Luann's rose and thorn was Tom. Rose for getting married. Thorn because there was all this negative talk about them.
Do we think this has changed now?
Yeah. I just still can't get over the fact that they broke up and then they're filming this last episode and she's saying, I love Tom. And I'm like,
I know. Did you guys already see the clips with her sit down with Andy?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, it's on YouTube already. They're already showing clips of it. She's like in this like tennis look and it's two seats and they're in the Hamptons and Andy's just chilling in her backyard.
Do you think that she got paid for that? Or
absolutely.
Because she's not going to sign up for that.
It's going to be like a special. It's actually like Luann sit down. Like it's going to be this whole
thing.
She
has the most specials out of everybody, I feel like. Remember that special about her before she got married? Yep. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
When is it? Do we know? Okay. I think it's going to be in September. It's going to be in September for sure, but you guys definitely have to check it out. If you guys haven't seen it, go on YouTube now.
Oh my God, I'm going to.
Dorinda was Hannah moving out, having the ability to move out. Her thorn was fighting with Bethany, which...
Interesting, back to what you just said about how she might be afraid.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
That's her thorn? Okay.
Tinsley's was moving to New York and meeting Scott, and her thorn was fighting with Sonia.
Tough life.
Which was also the Sonia's thing, her giving tough love to Tinsley. That was her thorn. And her rose was her fixing her relationship with Dorinda.
Interesting, interesting.
Dorinda! Carol's was... Wow, the day after the election. Like, I can't hear
really
anymore.
Cannot.
I literally cannot hear any more talk about that. Just keep showing me what all the women thought about the president.
She's
and
safe.
Everything
she
like
can
that.
Do nothing forever, yeah. And she's safe. So.
And her rose was actually the trip to Washington, D.C. with Dorinda and Hannah, which I thought was great. That was a good moment for her.
I felt like her, I don't think they've ever asked this before. Maybe they have, but I feel like that was one of her most memorable moments when she went to London with Dorinda as well. Mm-hmm. The two of them really have
love
a good
their
bond.
Relationship.
I want like a spinoff of those two.
And then Ramona's was the behavior. To Bethany, and then being in tequila and naked chat with Bethany.
So Bethany took over her entire...
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep her around. And Bethany was Jason on both ends.
Yeah.
Being the fact that she got a little clarity after being in Vermont because things were kind of fixing themselves. And then the fact that he was the thorn. Strong. And to strong cocktails and strong women. That's what they toasted to.
Wow.
It was perfect that they ended with a rose and a thorn.
I think they need to do that all the time now.
They should.
Rose and thorn before we have to finish.
About the show?
Yeah.
Okay, starting with me? Okay.
Sure.
Okay. The thorn was watching Ramona get too heated. It was too much. Sometimes it was overwhelming to watch. And the rose would be Dorinda whenever she gets drunk. That's my rose. Like, that's like winning the lottery. I love it. Watching her with the hand.
Mine is the relationship between Dinda and
Dorinda. What are you doing here without Dinda?
Yeah. I think it's the relationship with Dorinda and Carol.
That's
and
what, your rose them, or your
that's
thorn?
That's my rose. Okay. Seeing that, like, grow and her kind of protecting Dorinda in Mexico when she was fighting with Bethany.
Yeah.
And then my thorn, kind of, and as much as I love Tinsley, it's kind of Tinsley. Just because.
She does not hold back, people.
She wasn't. I was waiting for that moment for her to show us. And maybe now because she has Scott, she'll come back. But if she... I don't know. I'm okay if she doesn't come back. I like her just being on her own, doing her own thing. Because she rocks. I love her.
Yeah.
Just not for the show.
Right.
I think the rose for me was definitely the Mexico trip. Because every time I've watched Real Housewives of New York, I've been waiting for something to match the Jill Zarin and that whole moment. So that was definitely the rose. The thorn, I'd have to say, would be Tinsley as well. I had all this high hopes of watching this It Girl, and it just, she was shying away, or maybe she thought about it too much, and she wasn't trying to, like, be the It Girl, but I wanted them to play up this, like, It Girl category that they did so much in the promo.
Right, right.
But we didn't get it.
Hey, well, you know, it was a great season, and I'm glad I got to share it with you guys and with Megan.
Me too.
So where can we find you, starting with you, Thomas?
All right, so this is our last after show this season, but please go on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel. My YouTube show is called Your Time with Thomas.
It's amazing.
I take you throughout LA. We talk about dating, relationships, friendships, so you'll definitely want to subscribe.
Subscribe because you can see me in Your Time with Thomas shuffle.
Actually, yes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. My name is Lindsay Wagner. You can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com. I'd love to talk to you. Till see you guys next season.
Thanks so much. And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels and Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. You can see me on The Tomorrow Show on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. And we will see you next year. Sounds so crazy, but bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.